Stephen, do you believe that there are still giants living on the planet now? And if so, where the heck are they?
Well, I think that absolutely there are too many eyewitness reports. What I think most people want to ignore is the fact that you have the whole biology that's associated with giants always being related to a supernatural element. I think they are kept in specific locations by the people that have pretty much been controlling the flow of information over the years. You know, we have a vast underground cave systems that even the ancients talked about. And by the way, George, fascinatingly enough, most underground military, U.S. military bases in the United States and around the world, they hollowed out or just perfected cave systems that were known to exist by the ancients and that were detailed. I mean, even the Apache Indians were able to escape the U.S. military by going into some of these cave systems on their horseback and coming out literally tens, if not hundreds of miles away. You know, what's fascinating is that I believe that the greatest cover-up in history is going on right now because, again, the fact is that if you acknowledge that there were giants, then you have to deal with the biology. If you deal with the biology of the giants and the appetite for human beings, by the way, cannibalism is the probably the most prolific and pronounced characteristic of giants through history. From the California yes. giants out in your backyard, literally, you know, the double sets of teeth at Lompoc, the giants that have been detailed. And I think that people need to recognize that, again, the Bible specifically teaches, as Greek mythology picks up on it at a later date, that there were fallen angels who had sex with earth women, produced the giants. 200 of these fallen angels came to earth, and it's my contention that we're about ready to see on this planet the most ferocious and most fearful set of events taking place because they're coming back. You've had Tom Horn talking on your show about the Aramon Gate and Stargates, etc.
Sure.
Well, what's fascinating, most people don't realize that even in the Book of Revelation, and you know, right now, the Book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ, and basically what most people, they'll quote all of the different works, but they're somehow frightened to quote the Book of Revelation. Well, the Book of Revelation talks about literally angels that have been bound up in the River Euphrates being loosed. It talks about stargates. Most people don't realize that Jacob, the patriarch, had a vision of Jacob's ladder, of angels ascending and descending. We're talking about a time period, George, where you have discussed with so many of your guests and so many people have pointed out, whether it's economic, whether it's the weather, whether it's earthquakes, volcanoes, all of the different events taking place, that there seems to be a fever pitch of things building and building and building to some cataclysmic type blow-off. And I think that the reason why modern science will not deal with this or come up with names for Neanderthals. Remember, we used to be descended from Neanderthals until about 6 months ago. They said there's no DNA typing that's similar. You know, again, the thing is that, and I'm not faulting science. You know,
I just saw a story that said that they believe that modern man may have mated with Neanderthals now. That's an incredible story.
Yeah, see, again, they won't deal with this. And the reason they won't deal with it is because And it's the ultimate war of good against evil. You can take people. I mean, this is what C.S. Lewis even talked about in dealing with the natives of New Guinea who had never been exposed to any Western thought. They have good spirits and bad spirits. They have their angel. You can go to the Australian outback and find caves with giants that are, you know, 12 to 14 feet tall with almost like a space helmet called the Wodinga. And you've got all of these events taking place. You know, cave drawings used to be considered just basically bored cavemen drawing until someone said, wait a minute, these are all star charts, and how do Neanderthals / cavemen come up with some of the most complex astronomical star charts in the universe? Well, my answer, that's simple. The guys that fell from heaven to earth, called the Nephilim, came with all that knowledge. And this is what I think is a tragedy, because again, I've watched the different giant shows that have gone on the History Channel or some of National Geographic, and they always try and come up with something called Gigantopithecus. And Gigantopithecus is just
it's a big primate.
It's a big primate, but I call it Gigantophroticus because I said, okay, you guys are postulating on this, yet all the bones that are out there, all of the skeletal remains, all of the eyewitness reports, if you put it in an intellectually honest scale, how can you say that these giants didn't exist? How can you say, Charlemagne, somebody just sent me an email saying, well, there's no proof that King Arthur was a giant. Well, the bottom line is that you've got legends that are based on the facts that these men, and mighty men of renown, that the Bible states, are throughout history, whether you're dealing with Hercules, whether you're dealing with all of the guys I just ran through, from Frederick to Charlemagne to Maximinus, the Roman Empire.
And they were all giants.
And by the way, I think people should know that I have an illustrator, George, that is probably, well, he's considered the finest fantasy illustrator in the world. His name is Brian Snowdy. And if they'll go to my website, stevequayle.com, click on the giants link, and go to the illustrations, they'll get a feel for how big these guys were. On the page we prepared for you, we've got Nimrod Dag. Now, Nimrod Dag is in Turkey. And what's fascinating is you get into the history of the seven sages. Well, you've got the same parallel in Nimrod Dag as you do to the Easter Island, Maui, the statues that stare out to sea. And you've got all these giant statues, these giant architectural pieces in history, the seven wonders of the world. And most people don't even know that one of the most amazing seven wonders of the world was a colossal giant, the Colossus of Rhodes, that spanned the harbor at Rhodes. Literally, ships went under his legs. And he, the Colossus of Rhodes, was based on a literal giant of the day. So, you know, again, everybody says, well, that's just mythology. Well, then explain to me why we've got so much genetic manipulation going on. You saw where they're just combining cow DNA with human DNA.
With humans, yes,
that was, what, 2-3 days ago?
Yep.
And what's fascinating, I can take people back to a 6,000-year-old recorded statement of a fallen angel having sex with a cow. Now, people may think that's way out there, but isn't it amazing that even in those days of recording that the mythological figures, the half-human, half-animal, in all of the different religions of the world, you always have, not only did the fallen angels or the Nephilim mate with humans, they also went after animals. And in the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's a thing on my website. Now, look, people can, they can, here's what they'll do. Most people, when they're presented with this, will just attack either the messenger or they'll say, well, I just don't believe it. Well, let me share this. If they would at least be honest enough to check out all the information. You know, I don't sit and make this stuff up. I didn't invent Magellan. I didn't invent his chronicles. What I did was simply catalog them and track down the original
writings. Right. Find the stuff.
Yeah, you know, so you've got to get it.